Sam admitted that he might have dozed off. The men were extremely hard on him for what had happened. He was visibly remorseful, but it made no difference to the others, who openly blamed him. He whined and said he was too tired to stay awake on watch, but he only got sworn at by men who were equally tired, yet reliable. We all liked Bill a great deal. He was a nice young guy, probably in his teens. On the neatly typewritten muster roll for the 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines, on 25 September 1944, one reads these stark words: Blank William S. Killed in action against the enemy. Wound, gunshot, head. Remains interred in grave number 3, M. So simply stated. Such an economy of words. But to someone who was there, they convey a tragic story. What a waste. The Japanese who had come across the road in front of me were probably members of what the enemy called a close-quarter combat unit. The enemy soldier shot by Sam was not dressed or equipped like their typical infantrymen. Rather, he wore only tropical khaki shorts, short-sleeved shirt, and tabi footwear, split-toed, rubber-soled canvas shoes. He carried only his bayonet. Why he entered our line where he did may have been pure accident, or he may have had an eye on our mortar. His comrade angled off toward the right near a machine gun on our flank. Mortars and machine guns were favorite targets for infiltrators on the front lines. To the rear, they went after heavy mortars, communications, and artillery. Before Company K moved out, I went down the road to the next company to see what had happened during the night. I learned that those blood-chilling screams had come from the Japanese I had seen run to the right. He had jumped into a foxhole where he met an alert Marine. In the ensuing struggle, each had lost his weapon. The desperate Marine had jammed his forefinger into his enemy's eye socket and killed him. Such was the physical horror and brutish reality of war for us. Ngesibus Island. Early the next morning, our battalion made a successful assault on a small hill on the narrow neck of northern Peleliu. Because of its isolated position, it lacked the mutual support from surrounding caves that made most of the ridges on the island impregnable.